Morning, everyone. It's February 7th, the Board of Adjustments meeting. I would be remiss before I started as the interim chair for today to just thank Barton Goldberg for all of his services as the chair on this board, not just for the last stint, but for many, many years well before then. I think he chaired the board for a total of something like 20 years. So thank you, Bart, and it's big shoes to fill for whoever does end up being the chair on this board. We have a full board today. And moving forward, is there's a someone who will go ahead and approve the minutes from last meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. And are there any updates from the city attorney?
There are no updates.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. City Attorney, can you go ahead and just swear in the public?
Yep, absolutely. So at this point in time, I'm going to ask that any members of the public, including members of staff who will be providing any testimony regarding the matters presented today, please raise your right hand, if you would, please. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If so, say I do. Please be seated, if you would, please. And let me give also a statement regarding registration as lobbyists. So there's a notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you are going to be appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or any other person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should go downstairs and register before you speak to this board. You don't have to register as a lobbyist if you are speaking only on behalf of yourself and not any other party. Or if you are testifying as an expert witness, providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting. Or if you're appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance to express support of or opposition to any of the items that are going to be here today. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they are communicating. If you are an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you are appearing in favor of or against an item, encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney.
Thank you.
It looks like we don't have any continuances or withdrawals at this time. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we don't have any requests for extension of time?
Correct.
I noticed that we have a discussion item based on Mr. Goldberg no longer being the chair. Are we going to do that now, or are we going to table that for the end of this?
We would recommend that you table it for the next meeting.
Okay, understood. And therefore, we'll move on to progress report. Do we have any progress reports today?
No.
Okay. And I noticed that we have a modification of previously approved board order, which is ZBA 19-0102-2000 Collins Avenue. We will proceed with that.
File number ZBA 19-0102. The applicant, MCGA Collins Realty, has filed an application requesting modification to a previously approved variance that reduced the required 300-foot distance separation between a dance hall / entertainment establishment licensed to sell alcoholic beverages and not also operating as a restaurant. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to change to the conditions of approval, including a change of owner, operator. This variance was issued originally in 2015. It has been modified in the past, and this same owner has also been changed on their conditional use permit very recently as well, and staff is recommending approval. Staff is recommending approval of the request.
Thank you for that. You may proceed.
Good morning. Greg Fontello with Burke Howardell, Fernandez, Larkin, and Tappanis, offices at 200 South Biscayne Boulevard, representing MCGA Collins Realty, which is the owner of the property at 2000 Collins. And as Stephen indicated, this is simply a cleanup of records request to modify the previously issued BOA order to reflect the current owner of the property. It previously listed the prior operator of the site on the property, and that operator is no longer associated with the property. So this is just cleanup of records to have the owner on file under the BOA entitlement. There's no change to the actual approved variance or any of the operations that are intended as part of this application.
I have a question first.
You beat me to it, Mr. Barron. But yes, Ms. Malikoff, go ahead.
Is the new owner aware of the conditions up as part of the conditional use and agrees to meet them?
Yes, they are. And they're not even that new of an owner. It was just that this BOA order, which was first approved in 2012 and modified in 2015, was under the name of the operator because it could have been because the BOA order could be under the owner or the operator. Now we want it to be under the owner to have a cleaner record to proceed from here.
Thank you.
But just to be clear, what Ms. Malikoff was asking is there, the new owner understands that there's conditions associated with this approval, correct?
Yes, they understand the conditions and intend to abide by all of them.
I guess I was premature. And when you say proceed from here, are you indicating there's going to be a future request for a variance?
There won't be a future request for a variance. The actual reality of it is the facility itself, as it has been entitled and as it exists and as the operations as operations apply, is for a two-story nightclub, and they're scaling that back. They have intentions to scale it back, so they're currently figuring out the operations for moving forward. But for the scope of having an accurate record, we need to have the BOA approval be under the actual owner's name. It's just a requirement of the order.
Any additional questions from the board? Having not seen anyone from the public to speak on this matter, is there any motion from the board?
Move to approve
by Barron. Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
And now we have a new application, ZBA 19-0098, 1676 James Avenue.
Yes, I like to start by saying that I am recusing myself from participating in this matter. I own the property where this is located, and although I do not have any management or any oversight over this particular building, I already signed a recusal form so that I would not give the appearance of any conflict of interest.
Okay, thank you, sir. She will step off the dais. Do we have any other disclosures? Anything further? Anything from staff?
This disclosure is just going to read it into the record.
Okay.
Application number ZBA 19-0098, 1676 James Avenue. The applicant, Beds and Drinks Hostel, LLC, is requesting variances to reduce the required 300-foot distance separation between a business that sells alcoholic beverages and an existing educational facility and place of worship. The variances being requested specifically are a variance to reduce by 11 feet the minimum required 300-foot distance separation between a business that sells alcoholic beverages for consumption on premises and an existing educational facility in order to sell alcoholic beverages for on-site consumption at a distance of 289 feet from a school. Variance number two, a variance to reduce by 11 feet the minimum required 300-foot distance separation between a business that sells alcoholic beverages for consumption on premises and an existing place of worship in order to sell alcoholic beverages for on-site consumption at a distance of 289 feet from a place of worship. This is an existing hostel that's located on James Avenue. The distance requirement is from the same location. There's a synagogue that also houses a Montessori school. There are existing businesses such as this in the area that do not have variances because they predate the actual school. The code does allow restaurants to serve alcohol with being this close to a place of worship without the variance. So the reason that this location needs a variance from both the school and the synagogue is because they are not a restaurant. This is basically a hotel lobby bar, and they do have a courtyard that will be serving alcohol as well. But the bar counter will be inside the lobby.
Just a very minor disclosure. I attended the preschool that was the previous version of the preschool at this location. My kids attended the school that evolved into the school that is currently at this location. They no longer do. And I was bar mitzvahed at the synagogue. So I have a little bit of a connection to the property, but I think I can be fair and impartial.
Thank you.
What's the city's recommendation?
Staff is recommending approval with conditions. The conditions are outlined in the draft order.
Go ahead and proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. My name is Bob De La Fuente with Law Offices at 1111 Brickell Avenue. Commissioner Malkoff, it's nice to see you here again, back in your old seat. So I am here on behalf of Ben Drinks Hostel, LLC. With me today is Aaron Blatt, who's the Director of Acquisitions. They bought the business in July 2019. So while this hostel has been operating since approximately 2011, my client is the new owner. Jennifer McConney from McG Architects is our architect for this project. She is stuck in the rainy traffic today, but she's on her way. They will both be available for questions from you if you have any. So first, thank you to staff, to Stephen and Rogelio. As Stephen said, there is a positive recommendation here, and we do agree with the conditions as modified, which we spoke about the other day. So they have no objection to proposed tweaks of B2 and B4, which I will explain later. So as you see from the staff report, the variances are justified as we meet the conditions and the requirements for meeting the practical difficulty and hardship standards. We are unaware of any objections to this. Staff has not received any, to my knowledge. We had actually sent invitations to everyone on the same notice list for everyone who got the notice for this hearing to come to the hostel last Thursday and or to email or call me in my office with questions. I didn't get any emails, calls, and no one else came to our little party that we had for at the very beginning of Super Bowl weekend. But it was last Thursday, and we were there, and no one came by. So this is a straightforward request. You can see from the liquor spacing variance that we are just barely shy of meeting the 300-foot requirement. We are at 289 feet, where 300 is required. So we are here with that hardship. There have been no nuisance issues related to this hostel. We've run the code enforcement searches, and we didn't come across any complaints. There is a steady stream of good business here, and it's a good option for visitors to the city. It provides less expensive lodging options for people who want to visit Miami Beach. It's a communal atmosphere. It's centered on guests and not outside business. That's important for you to know because that's the nature of who will be the beneficiary of this. This is intended to be an amenity and add an amenity to the existing clientele, not for outside clientele. So, what you see here is a lot of communal activities, group dining, and group television watching. So this would be a valuable amenity to Bed and Drinks. This would be either an outdoor cafe option, which would be located within the existing interior courtyard. So there is very little possibility of it disturbing any neighbors. There are no residences which abut the property. If it were a bar, that can be accommodated within the existing space as well. So very little construction would be required. As Stephen mentioned, if this were going to be a full-service restaurant, we wouldn't need the variance at all, but that's not something within the business plan for this hostel. As Stephen also mentioned, there are other businesses nearby and even closer to the synagogue and school which serve alcohol. There's Casa Tua, there's the Cadet Hotel, there's the Gale, and then there's the Fillmore right across the street. As I mentioned, we do agree with all of the conditions with two slight modifications. Under B2, for clarity, say that rather than shall be no sale of packaged goods, just to be specific, it would be no sale of packaged alcohol. So I understand that it's sort of a known term of art that packaged goods means alcohol, but just for clarity, we would request that, and staff had no objection. And under B5, we would propose that no loudspeakers shall be affixed to or otherwise located on the front facade of the building, rather than a blanket prohibition on the exterior. So we would like to keep the option of providing ambient music in the outdoor courtyard, and you'll notice that condition B4 already limits the music to ambient background music. So there's no intent here to have an entertainment establishment, and that's also one of the conditions that we agree to that will not be possible. And again, I would emphasize that there have been no noise violations that have been a problem at this site. So with that, your professional staff has given a positive recommendation here, and we agree with the conditions as modified, and we'd ask you to approve.
Before we take questions from the board staff, just very quickly, I understand that it's been proffered that staff was aware of these changes, but in B2, the change from goods to alcohol, and B5, the change from exterior of the premises to front facade, which would presume that they would go ahead and have, as they said, ambient music in the back. Is that all still accepted by staff and the same recommendation of approval?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Malikoff, I believe you had a question.
Something similar to that. What is the purpose of your exterior loudspeakers that you're requesting to be allowed?
The loudspeakers would just be background music for the. We currently have seating outside in the courtyard now for the limited food or whatever our patrons bring into the hostel. So it's just to preserve the option of being able to have, not even connected to the building, but just to have background music outside.
Because right now, it's a hostel.
Yes.
But in the future, the hostel will have alcohol available. And you have not had any noise violations, and this board is hoping there will not be any noise violations in the future. And that's what the question is, whether it will remain ambient music.
Yes, we commit to it remaining ambient music. It is a condition, in a proposed condition that we agree to, and that's something that my client has committed to.
Thank you.
It seems that it's sort of a U-shaped property, and the courtyard would be sort of in the middle of the U.
It's sort of, the courtyard's more on the southern end, so it's open to the south. So it's a carve-out on the south facade of the building.
So it seems like I get that would sort of contain any noise from sort of either street direction, but there is a neighbor sort of, I guess that's immediately south of there. They don't have any concerns that noise is going to...
No, we have. We didn't hear anything from that neighbor. They were invited to the meeting. They're right next door. They didn't come by. As I said, currently our patrons use that courtyard, and there has never been a noise issue. The music would be confined to an ambient level, so it wouldn't really be audible and be a nuisance to the neighbor.
I believe the building to the south is a hotel. So
correct. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to see what it I
see it. I mean, I understand it's a hotel. It just seems like that would sort of direct any noise towards that hotel. So I guess if they don't have an issue with it.
If there is a violation of the noise ordinance, the variance remains under the jurisdiction of the planning of the Board of Adjustment, and we can call it back and modify the conditions to require them to remove the speakers if there is an issue in the future.
I would think that B4 and B12 pretty much protect our rights. I don't think that anything should escalate.
Any further questions or comments from the board? Having not seeing anyone from the public, and I presume you don't want to go ahead and bring anyone further to testify or to speak on the applicant's behalf?
No, I think we're good.
Great. Thanks. Is there a motion from the board?
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
who,
you.
Who made the second?
Mr. Bennett.
Thank you.
Do we have any other business today to handle?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Second?
Just let the board know there's no meeting for March. Correct.